Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The House of Representatives in Myanmar has begun a new parliamentary session, marking a transition from dictatorship to democracy. MPs elected a speaker from the National League for Democracy, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, which won a landslide election victory 3 months ago. Jonah Fisher reports.
This is another landmark day in Myanmar's move away from military dictatorship. For most of the last 20 years, Aung San Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, has been treated as the enemy, its activities suppressed and its leaders jailed. Now, hundreds of them have been sworn in as MPs. Even when the 25% of army-appointed representatives are included, the NLD still has a majority. One of Parliament's first tasks will be to elect a new president. Despite her huge win in November's election, Ms. Suu Kyi is barred from taking the job by the Constitution.
The World Health Organization meets on Monday to decide whether to classify the Zika virus as a global health emergency. The outbreak has been linked to serious birth defects in Brazil. Declaring an emergency would help mobilize money and fast-track vaccines, none of which is currently available. Lawrence Gostin, an American professor in public health law, says the WHO should act quickly.
People are scared. Countries are giving all kinds of contradictory messages. We need WHO's leadership. They just simply can't sit back. Now, it has called an emergency committee, and I'm very pleased with that. But actions speak louder than words.
Peace talks in Geneva to try to end the civil war in Syria get underway in earnest today. United Nations diplomats will attempt to mediate between opposition groups and representatives of the Syrian government. Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
The run-up to these talks has been anything but confidence-inspiring. The Syrian opposition at first demanded a lifting of sieges and an end to airstrikes before attending. Instead, as opposition leaders finally landed in Geneva, there were reports of new deaths from hunger in the besieged town of Madia. Such is the distrust and anger. The opposition and the government won't even meet face to face. UN diplomats will shuttle between them, trying to reach, to begin with at least, some small agreements on access for aid or local ceasefires.
The first votes in the 2016 US presidential campaign will be cast on Monday in the state of Iowa. Caucuses are held there to choose the candidates. The Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Hillary Clinton are the favourites for their parties, but are facing challenges from Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders, respectively. The two winners will gain campaign momentum and media coverage. World News from the BBC. Second day of intensive talks is getting underway between European diplomats and British officials. They're trying to renegotiate the UK's future relationship with Brussels. Norman Smith reports.
Although no deal has yet been struck, Number 10 are sounding increasingly hopeful that they are edging towards an agreement and that it will be possible to put a final package to this month's EU Council meeting. On the critical area of benefits, Downing Street say there has been a significant breakthrough after it was agreed with the European Commission that the so-called emergency break limiting EU migrants' right to in-work benefits for 4 years could come into force immediately after the referendum. However, there is no agreement over the length of time it would remain in place, and the proposal still has to be approved by every other EU country.
Nigeria has asked the World Bank for an emergency loan to cover a growing budget deficit. Its economy has been hit hard by the collapse in oil prices. The World Bank says it's been asked for $2.5 billion, with a further billion reportedly sought from the African Development Bank. Chinese police have arrested 21 people in connection with an online finance scam which allegedly defrauded almost a million investors of more than $7 billion. State media said 95% of the projects offered by the peer-to-peer investment company Izubar were fake. Chinese television broadcasts apparent confessions by two former employees of the company. Bolivian police have captured a former paramilitary wanted for the murder of a socialist leader during a military coup in 1980. The arrest was announced by the Bolivian President Evo Morales, who said Felipe Froilan Molina was found in a secret hiding place in a house in the capital La Paz. The body of the socialist leader, Marcelo Quiroga Santa Cruz, was never found. BBC News.